Now, let us sing some hymns for the glory of the Lord. We start with song number 4 from our booklets. Hymn number 4, There is Power in the Blood. Number 4, There is Power in the Blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Lasst uns noch anstimmen.
Let us tune in. Number 8. Number 8, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 9.
Thank you.
thank you. Oh, brothers and sisters, our Lord did not pass any one of us without helping us. He helped each one of us, be it sickness or be it possession, whatever the people have. The Lord helped all. He has come to save us, to deliver us, to heal us. Also tonight, He is the same, and He wants to manifest Himself in us and for us. And He heard the cry of your heart. We called upon Him in prayer. He will not pass us by. He will help you. He will help me. He will help all who are looking up to Him and who expect the help from Him. Yes, all who trust Him, they will be blessed. They will not be put to shame. For the word of introduction, I would like to read us a word from Numbers. From Numbers,
Kapitel 23, einige Verse,
chapter
23.
The story is well known to all of us. From Balak and Balaam, he should curse Israel. Numbers, chapter 23, from verse 16. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, Go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab were with him. And Balak said unto him, What has the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, And shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Then the second part from chapter 24, second part from verse 9. Second part. Blessed is he that blesses thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. The blessing of God, which he promised to Abraham, who blesses you, I will bless him, and he who curses you, I will curse. He will see it. Nothing changed yet until this day. There are still some who would like to curse Israel. They cannot stand Israel. But what the Lord blessed, it is blessed and it remains blessed forever and ever. Oh, I'm so edified when I read these words. Should he say something and not do it? Should he promise something and shall not make it good? Every promise of God is yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and it will be fulfilled in all who believe it. Believe the promise, keep it in your heart, and the Lord will fulfill it with you. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, together we thank you that we can be here tonight to hear your precious word. We already heard your word. He who blesses you is blessed, and he who curses you is cursed. And Lord, therefore, we are here tonight. so that you can bless us. Lord, we know everything depends on your blessing, and whomever you are blessing, he is blessed. Lord, we thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you. Thy will be done also tonight in our midst. And it's your will, Lord, that each one who hears your word tonight, that he is helped, that he recognizes the truth, because only the truth makes free from all error and Christianity. We thank you that we can look upon you tonight, asking you together, please bless your word, which we will hear. Lead our brother by your Holy Spirit to say that which will all help us, which makes us all well. And not only us here at this place, but worldwide. Wherever your word is heard, may it accomplish for what you are sending it for tonight. May you come to your right in our midst. May you do what you want to do. Lord, you want that each one is helped. Whoever is not yet saved, please save tonight. Help all who are sick, who are in trouble. Perhaps they are bound. Lord, you are still the same. Help your people tonight. May the victory of Calvary be manifested in our midst, in our lives, for the glory of your holy name. For that's all about, that you yourself can manifest and glorify yourself. Please bless old and young. We thank you for this evening. You brought us together from east and west, from south and north. Together we are gathered in your presence, and we trust that you will make all things well, and that you will come to your right with each one of us. We thank you for this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, They Come From The East And West. Chorus number one.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar, to dine with the King. Blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Be welcome from all peoples and tongues and nations. We are gathered at this place, perhaps as a long time not ago. I just have a couple of names which also phoned me and which are sending greetings. Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Mbie, DRC, Brother Paré from Burkina Faso, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast, Brother Christian, Romania, Brother Hervé, Lyon, and Brother Miro from Israel. He is already there with a small group. They are also listening now. And then Brother Nyagi again from Nairobi. And Brother Ngonga and Brother Cecil from South Africa. Then we have today really a visit from all over Europe, from East and West. We have visit from all of Africa, East Africa, South Africa, Central Africa, West Africa. We have visit from South America, from North America. Today, we are truly gathered internationally. And I would like to welcome our brother Bope and sister Bope in a special way tonight. And all those who are here today, we have, I noted it down, today with brother Gerlando from Palermo, brother Forestieri, brother Etienne Genton, brother Michael, brother Joseph from Atlanta, brother Maja. Today, really, we have such a large number of brothers, ministering brethren at this place. And may this be the day which God has made for all of us, for our blessing. Many, many things could be reported of that, what God is doing right now on the earth. Perhaps we are coming to it now. But firstly, some more greetings from New Zealand, from brother and sister Anderson. They're always sending heartfelt greetings. In the word of introduction, we have heard it. He who blesses you, him I will bless. And this really goes back to Genesis 12, verse 3, when the Lord God visited Abraham, and when he blessed him, and then he cried out, "He who blesses you, him I will bless, and he who curses you, him I will curse." Before me, I have the list. We will not go into details, but all these 22 countries, they are listed here, which in the Holocaust, in every country which was occupied, Jews, and all were sent to Auschwitz, into the five death camps. There were more than 1,000 camps, but only five death camps. And 6 million are no more. And Brother Branham, he spoke clearly about it, that with this, the first part of the fifth seal was fulfilled. And the second part will be fulfilled when the covenant will be broken. And when the Jews will go through the great tribulation. And when Jerusalem will again, 42 months, they will be trodden down by the Gentiles again. Brothers and sisters, when we think about it, how much trouble God had with Israel, and God has trouble with you and with us and with me, and with the New Testament church, you and I, we would have given up a long time ago, and we would have run away. But as we have heard it, should God promise something and not keep it? And then we come to the point which Brother Branham mentioned and emphasized over and again. Unbelief, the first sin. Whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And whoever does not believe, he's just out. This goes forth from Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe will be condemned. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it's just so necessary to believe, believing with all your heart. And you all know, actually, it's actually only about one subject in our time, namely about the return of Jesus Christ, of our beloved Lord and Savior, who shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, on the cross of Calvary, to give us the redemption, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, giving us eternal life by his grace. And the best verse for this subject is written in Revelation chapter 12, when the rapture takes place. And then we have it in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The testimony, which goes like this: and they overcame him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Brothers and sisters, we have a divine message in this time. Gather ye my people, that they hear my words. And if one then goes through all of the Old Testament and also of the New Testament, how much trouble did the Lord make to announce the plan of salvation in all the details? And then, when the time was fulfilled, then it took place. And the Lord blessed the eyes which could see, and he blessed the ears which could hear. And the same it is now in our time. We all know, and this I want to emphasize at this weekend. We all know that our Lord himself gave the promise, and he said, I go to prepare the place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. Here on the earth, we have no abiding place. And if we are honest, we don't fit into this world at all. And to say this, what our Lord said in Luke 17, namely, that in the last generation it will be as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Lot. Everything was out of control. The divine order was given up by mankind. And if we today look into the world, please permit me and excuse me, please forgive me when I say this, but in Leviticus 20, nothing is mentioned of women, but only of men. When man and man have something together, then they should be stoned on the spot. But of women and women, nothing is said here. But how is it in our time? What has taken place? What has happened? And then the people, the pious people, they want to rewrite the Bible. And they want to take out the he and she. And they only want to have a common word for men and women. They want to rewrite the Bible. Just one word for man and woman, so that they don't make any difference. Where did we end up? Up to the highest person in the Church of Luther. They said that the birth and begetting of the Savior is only come because the Holy Spirit overshadowed Joseph. The Holy Ghost didn't overshadow Joseph. Brothers and sisters, one may not think about it. And all have the Bible. All are pious. All are Christians. And where did we end up here? Not only the divine order, but also in general, in the spiritual. It's just incomprehensible what is going on now. I don't want to go here into details, but we just see that it cannot remain like this as it is now. The Lord, in this last period, He really has given the last message, the final message goes forth, and that all who are of God are hearing the word of God with respect, believing it and getting it revealed, and doing by obedience what the word of God tells us. You all know, today we could go back to the 7th of May 1946. We could go back to the 14th of May 1948. We could look back. Today we can pick one date after the other, which has a great importance for me and for us. But who of all believe what happened on the 7th of May 1946, namely when the angel of the Lord stepped into the room of Brother Branham, coming down in the supernatural light and giving Brother Branham the direct commission? And he said, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. If they don't believe the first sign, then they will have to believe the second sign. God has given the promise. I send you the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And God fulfilled this promise. And we could go back to the 11th of June 1933 and hearing and knowing of the divine commission. And brothers and sisters, it's just so tremendous. If one hears the testimony by the mouth of Brother Branham, especially of the 11th of June 1933, I have it here before me. I read it to you. For me, it's just so important, and I hope that we believe it with all our hearts. Namely, that the last message is given for the calling out, for the separation, and for the preparation given by God Himself to the people of God. And that we have part in the divine message. And whoever bypasses what God has done and given in this time, He is bypassing God, and God will bypass him. Yes, they will weep as the Lord wept over Jerusalem. Oh, that you would have known the day of your visitation, but now it is hidden from your eyes. With a Torah, reading the Torah in the temple, but not seeing that Bible prophecy was fulfilled. And all who missed the message, or all who heard the message of John the Baptist and who believed it, they of course were prepared to receive the Lord. And as emphasized many times, John said, I baptize you with water and repentance. He who comes after me baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Also we will experience it as sure as there was an early rain and as the Holy Ghost was poured out over all who were gathered in the name of the Lord, so sure before the return of Jesus Christ, there will be the latter rain. As sure as he promised the early rain, so sure he promised the latter rain. Also in James chapter 5, verse 7. But now, once again, coming to this powerful testimony of Brother Branham. Many people, even newspaper reporters, stood there at the banks of the river. It said again, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. People fainted. And a voice sounded which shook the whole region and said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message given to you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. This is thus saith the Lord. And we are very grateful to God for it. But also those who are older, who cannot read properly, this is what Brother Branham said. This is what Brother Branham said, actually the Lord said, and this is what the brethren in the USA made out of it. Namely, just simply 2.5 sentences, as John was sent to forerun the first coming of the Lord, so you are sent to forerun his second coming. Finished. No word of message. No word. A total falsification. Forgery. And all fell prey to it. And all say, with Brother Branham, everything came to its end. No. Since he was taken away, then it started actually. He brought the message, but he didn't bring it to any country of the earth, not one. And in the 12 countries in which he was preaching, he only preached evangelistic sermons, just praying for the sick and so forth. And nowhere he brought the message since 1963. But he brought it as commanded to him on the 1st of April, 1962. Don't make the trip to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. And then came the 2nd of April for me. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. You all know my testimony. And then the man of God said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. Brothers and sisters, that what God said to his servant and prophet from Genesis 1 up to Revelation 22, what he revealed to them, this we may preach. And we not only take one scripture, we take all scriptures together which belong to the subject, and we illuminate it from every side so that really no question is left. Brothers and sisters, in the same, it's also our beginning with the Lord is just as important. As written in John chapter 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But before the new birth, the Lord must be accepted and received the forgiveness of sins by the blood. Comes first before the new birth. Otherwise, there can be no new birth without the forgiveness of sins first. Therefore, firstly, the forgiveness of sins must be preached to all nations. And then comes the teaching. Then comes the word. And then the word becomes a seed. Then we receive the seed of the word, and the new divine life comes forth by his grace in our lives. So, not just speaking of a message and of a messenger, but firstly, making the personal experiences of salvation, a conversion to Jesus Christ our Lord, the acceptance, the receiving that God was in Christ, that the blood of the new covenant was shed, and that God was in Christ, and that he reconciled the world with himself, and to give us the forgiveness by his grace. And then we go on by obedience. Then we are baptized biblically. There's no resistance anymore. No, the people who experienced a true conversion, they have no inner resistance. There's no discrepancy. There's no opposition, no rebellion. They just hear the word and they just receive the word by faith. Let me emphasize it, that the divine commission, namely the message which Brother Branham preached from the Holy Scripture, this is the final message before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. After this message, there comes nothing anymore. This message was given, let us emphasize it once again, for the purpose of the calling out, for the preparation for the return of Jesus Christ, connected with the restoration of all that what was at the beginning in the church. And as we emphasized it many times, the Jews, the people of Israel, they had to return into the land of promise, because only there the two prophets will arise according to Revelation chapter 11. and they will bring the message to them. And in the same way, we must come out from all peoples and tongues and nations. We must be found in the word of promise for this time, not believing around God, not walking our own ways and taking interpretations for the truth. No, just taking the word of God, because this alone remains forever. Everything else will pass away. In Romans, Paul was going into detail of the law and of the grace. Let me read a couple of scriptures for our edification, for our strengthening, from Romans chapter 8. May God bless all our translators. May God bless you. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The law condemned us. The law was given for that purpose, so that the sin is recognized. That's how it is written in Romans chapter 7, in verse 7. Romans 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Very, very powerful. Before the law, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were, but they didn't know what is transgression. But only when the law was given, thou shalt not lie. No man knew what a lie is. Only when the law was given, then all could recognize, oh my goodness, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not. Yes. Abraham didn't know the law, but he lived according to the will of God before the law. 430 years before the law was given. But let us come to the point. Not as a brother told me now, we must keep the Sabbath to fulfill the law. No, the Sabbath will be again in the millennium. God has a plan of salvation for Israel. God has an order in the plan of salvation for the church. And our Lord rose on the first day of the week, and the disciples were gathered on the first day of the week, and 8 days later they were again gathered, and the Lord appeared in their midst. But let us come now to this precious word again in Romans chapter 8, from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, are we in Him? Are we in His Word? And then we could go to other scriptures. By one Spirit, We are baptized into one body. And also here, in Romans chapter 8, we have it. The other verses, verse 3 and 4. Romans 8, verse 3 and 4. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Here we have the kernel of the finished work of redemption. As the Son of God, he was born, and then going the way to the cross. And as we preached it many times at this place, brothers and sisters, in the Son of God, we were chosen before the foundation of the world as sons and daughters, predestinated. And by the power of the finished work of redemption, we received the forgiveness of sins, the deliverance, and the adoption as sons, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Both has happened. Both the forgiveness and the adoption as sons. We are now sons and daughters of God. And as Paul set forth, we are all waiting. We are waiting and waiting longingly for the changing of our bodies. And the whole creation is waiting. The whole creation is yearning. And if I would ask today, how many of us are, if we look into all the troubles which the individuals have to go through, whether it's in marriages, whether it's in the families, with the young people, wherever it might be, so many troubles, so much trials, it was never on earth as it is now, never. But the Lord has given us the promise, I am with you all the days until the end of the world. And that, what he allows, serves for our best. Whether we understand it or not, as our Lord said, you will understand it later on. But now, going on, in this precious word, from verse 9, Romans 8, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be, that the Spirit of God really dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This is a very serious word. The Spirit of Christ, the mind of Jesus Christ, each one of you, may have the mind of Christ, like-minded, just receiving and accepting what God has given us. And then it continues, verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So, the sin is condemned in the death, so that the new divine life can be manifested in us. And therefore, we must put off the old man and being renewed on our inside. I say it once again, brothers and sisters, with the last message, the greatest responsibility is connected which ever existed on earth. Whoever hears now and believes, and whoever receives, and whoever receives what God promised to us by faith, with him it will become a divine reality. Whoever believes today that you and I, that we are crucified with Christ, that we died with him, that we were buried with him, and that we rose together with him unto a new life, brothers and sisters, this is a divine fact which must be manifested in all of us. We are still in the flesh, yes, but we are not serving the lusts of the flesh anymore, but we are really renewed in on our deep inside of our spirit. And here, as emphasized, the mortal bodies, let us read verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit who dwelleth in you. Here is the word dwelling. Three times in a row it was emphasized. Not just being anointed, not just jumping and shouting hallelujah. No, I will dwell among them and I will be their God and they shall be my people. God has called us for the highest calling which could exist. For this calling, he ordained us. And by faith, we may receive and accept it, that we truly were chosen before the foundation of the world. We found grace in the sight of God. The Lamb of God was already ordained then, before the foundation of the world, it was ordained to die for us. So sure, we are ordained to die with Christ. All our own will, I, just putting it into death and saying with all our hearts, not my will, but thy will be done. Then we read on, especially verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. This is very important. The Spirit of God leads into all truth. And we may all testify of it. Also, in the past 55 years, God watched over us. And we preached his word in truth. The same word which was given by the Spirit, we preached by the Spirit. We got it revealed and we carried it into all the world. The divine message is not outside of the word. The divine message is only inside the word. I read it to you. When a brother who believes in the seven thunders, he wrote to me, our conversation can only be based upon the quotes which the prophet made. No! My conversation must not be at all. I must tell all the brothers, we are here for no conversation. No conversation. I'm only available for God, for the preaching of the Word of God. And in the meeting in Montreal, I said very clearly that I don't permit any brother to use my name in his sermon. No! Leave Brother Branham where he belongs, and leave Brother Frank where he belongs. But preach the word. Preach the word. And then you can refer to all the words of the scripture. Did I preach any doctrine? Did I have any revelation? Not at all. Definitely not outside of the revelation of Jesus Christ. But let us read on. Let us also read verse 14 again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And brothers and sisters, the Spirit of God leads, of course, into all the truth. That's how our Lord said it in John 14 and then John 16. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will lead you into all the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth is only God's holy written word. And it remains like this forever and ever. And to the word may nothing be added, and nothing may be taken away from it. Now, coming to that, what we read already belongs also verse 16. In Romans 8, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit of God overwhelms us. He rules in us, so that we have the testimony of the Spirit in our spirit, and that so we are fully placing ourselves onto the side of God and only testifying of that what God testified in His Word. And then we are the true disciples of our Lord. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. Don't look on yourself. Don't look on your problems. Not on our mistakes. Don't look on others and other mistakes. Look on the Lord and come back to Him today. Come to Him today and say, Lord, here I am. Take me as I am. As I am. And as we read in the word of introduction, that we don't go from here as we came, but that we have an inner agreement to every word, to every verse which we read. God has given us the inner agreement, and we may receive and accept everything, whatever belongs to the preaching. Whether it was the fall, whether it was baptism, Lord's Supper, all biblical subjects were illuminated as never before on the earth. This never existed on earth before. Be honest. Who of you have heard a sermon of Paul or of Peter? We just read a couple of verses or a couple of letters. But the sermons they preached hours and hours. What the apostle preached. And then they wrote letters to the churches. But by grace, everything what we had to know, everything was written down in this book. And we really may just thank the Lord with all our hearts. But this, it shall be said, brothers and sisters, as true as we believe the word of promise for this time, so sure it will be revealed to us. And so sure we will receive everything. And we will also experience it, personally experiencing it, that we really consecrate our lives to the Lord. And that we let ourselves be placed into His will. To this subject, two scriptures should be read still, because we touched upon this subject tonight. But in Galatians, it is said very clearly in chapter 5 what separates us from the kingdom of God. And we are told that the Lord has given us the full forgiveness and the full deliverance. Even some things are very stumbling, but let us still read it. Galatians 5, from verse 19 to 21. Galatians 5, verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It must be said that God has a divine order in the church. And one cannot just live as one likes and say, oh, I believe the message. No. There must be a inner changing must take place. The old man must be put off, and we must recognize that these things are separating us from God, and that we cannot go into glory in such a condition. If the Lord finds us in this condition, it's impossible. The heaven is a holy place, a pure place, and without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. And therefore, it's written here that no one who does such things which are listed here, no one will inherit the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, they are very serious words. And let us say it once again. Just to say, I believe the message. Yeah. Who doesn't say it? But thanks be to the living God. It starts with Jesus Christ, the crucified one. Paul didn't want to know anything else, but only Christ, the crucified one. But now for us, brothers and sisters, it goes on with the next verse. Very powerful. Next verse. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not your fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. In the first listing, it's the fruit of the flesh. In the next list, it's the fruit of the Spirit, which is manifested in the redeemed and in the delivered ones. And therefore, Paul wrote it very clearly. Once again, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is, it's proving itself. The fruit of the Spirit is proving. Some say, whoever speaks in tongues has the proof, the evidence. No, the evidence, the fruit of the Spirit. Gifts can be imitated, but the fruit must grow, the fruit must come up. And the Lord wants to see the fruit in all of us. And therefore, let us read it once again. But the fruit of the Spirit is, we all can read it, love. Do you have love? The love of God? Love. Joy. Faithfulness, peace, long-suffering, yes, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such fruits, there is no law. And now it comes. Verse 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified their flesh with the affections and lusts. May God give it to all of us by His grace. Really, by grace may He give it. A new heart, a new life, a new spirit, which testifies to our spirit that we are the children of God. And let us say it once again. You could not be here at all. And on the earth, worldwide, our brothers and sisters could not believe if God would not have predestinated us for it. Believe it with all your heart. Receive it. And say, Lord, help me, beloved Lord, to put off the old man and to put on the new man, which is created after God's righteousness and holiness. You all know, this is still written in Ephesians chapter 4, just here, the two verses, the three verses from Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 22, Ephesians 4, 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, putting it off. You all know where the word must is written. Must. ye must be born again. Not you could be born, you must. It's a divine must. And here we read also the word must in the German Bible, that ye must put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Is it not like this? It's corrupt. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. A second must, a third must, that you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you must put on the new man, which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let us summarize. Beloved brothers and sisters, God has given us a perfect redemption. And we say yes to every word of God. And we pray while the word is preached. We pray, even it's so penetrating, even it penetrates the bone and marrow. We all know God means well with us. He just wants that we are part in the rapture. And as we mentioned, if God finds us in the condition of the flesh, then he cannot take us into glory. No. And therefore, may God help us tonight. May he help you and me. May he help us all. May he give us grace. And just saying, beloved Lord, receive me. I consecrate my life to you. And as we have sung many times, we can sing it again, just as I am, without one plea. As I am, I come, but that's not the way I go. In the time of our Lord, no one came to him, and then he went away as he came. No, but the blind received their sight. The lepers were made clean. Each one received when he came to the Lord for what he has asked him for. In the same way, it is today, brothers and sisters. As sure as the Lord lets us read these words and emphasize it, so sure he wants, also with all the newcomers, with all those who are here today for the first time, for all those who heard the full gospel for the first time, that we just know how good God means with us. And what it really means for us, namely the word, for God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that we are saved and so that we are not get lost, but that we receive eternal life. Let us receive today forgiveness, reconciliation. Let us receive everything what God has given us in Christ Jesus by the shed blood of the new covenant. For this should be emphasized in the preaching, namely that in his name the forgiveness of sins should be preached to all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. and all the other scriptures. I say it once again, brothers, sisters, not just speaking of message, prophet, and then walking on their own ways with the interpretations, there one group, here one group, they follow him, they follow them. With us, no one is following any man. As I said many times, if we don't succeed to connect you with God by the preaching of the word under the blood of the Lamb, then we didn't fulfill our commission. May God give grace to it. Brother Branham was sent for that purpose, to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. Not just message. No. God willing, we speak about it tomorrow. Every promise merges into reality, also with you and with me. To our Lord be the honor, that we may live now, that we may believe now, that we see how Bible prophecies are coming to fulfillment, also on Israel, since 1948, in a special way. Because the Lord said, when you see the fig tree putting forth buds, this generation will not pass away until all things come to pass, whatever the Lord foretold in his word. And we may live now in the last generation, in the last time before the return of Jesus Christ. We may now know of the divine commission, namely that the message is forerunning the second coming of Christ. And we may say with all our hearts, today, this promise is fulfilled before our very eyes worldwide. 10 years ago, not from 67 countries would have listened to the meeting in Montreal. More than 460 connections were there. Why does it happen now? Why? Everywhere, also in the Muslim countries, everywhere, God has given grace that the last call, the final message, which foreruns the second coming of Christ, is being preached to all nations, to all tribes, to all tongues. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us, so that all who didn't receive yet a conversion, who didn't come to the Lord with tears and saying, Lord, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner, I cannot stand before you, please ask for forgiveness, and then you will see and receive forgiveness, because thus it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord for salvation, he refers to the blood which was shed for us, so that we can receive our salvation. Thanks be to the living God, to the only God, to the eternal God, who has visited his people so graciously in this time, letting us having part in that what is doing right now. To him be the glory, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps our two sisters are also singing a song. Perhaps the song Pull Away the Veil. And we sing Just As I Am.
With our one.
Understand. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Please remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us. And watch over us. Looking up to you, I may be confident. Because you revealed your word to me.
Fühl mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets treu.
Fill me with thy spirit and keep me faithful because you love me.
Du liebst mich, mein Herr.
I know that you love me.
Zieh hinweg,
pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär.
Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Please remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Amen. It would be nice if all, in all peoples and tongues, could hear the sermon in their language. At this place, we can just preach in one language. But I feel with all of you, in all the languages, I wished sometimes that it could be sung in the Russian language for the glory of the Lord, that the songs are reaching the throne of grace. And I think our translators are blessed by God. And mostly the translator is the better preacher, whoever can complete what perhaps was not expressed fully in the sermon. We are just grateful. Grateful with all our hearts. May God bless all brothers who are translating. And today I would like to really welcome our brothers and sisters from Italy now at the end of the meeting, welcoming you very warmly, our brother from Palermo, wherever you are from, all brothers, all sisters, from all peoples and tongues. If brothers can testify that I preached in Palermo 40 years ago and that the word really accomplished in some for what it was sent for, all over the earth, in all cities, in all nations, fruit has come forth, and we are just grateful with all our hearts for it, for all languages in which is being translated at this place. And then it's translated even into other languages again, so that all over the earth can hear the word of the Lord. Let us bow our heads for prayer. And let me ask, brothers and sisters, who would like to consecrate his life to the Lord today? Just raise your hands, fully consecrating it, saying, Lord, here I am. Forgive me. Be merciful to me. By faith, I receive the forgiveness, and I thank you for it with all my heart. As we heard in the song, pull away the veil before me, that I can see what you have done. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You finished it on the cross of Calvary. And we may receive the absolute forgiveness, preaching it. Brothers, sisters, receive it today. Your sins are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb of God. Receive it and accept it by faith. And all who need deliverance, receive it by faith. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I preach and proclaim all the captives that you are free, free. By the blood of the Lamb. And this victory, we may not only preach it, but tonight we can experience it here and worldwide. The victory of Calvary is your and mine victory. The same applies to the healing. Not only in Isaiah 53 or Psalms 103, also Peter testifies of it. By his stripes we were healed. You who you have pain, who you need healing, receive it by faith. Be healed by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Receive it by faith and accept it. The full redemption of the spirit, soul, and body, as written, that at the return of the Lord, we are found blameless, without blame, after soul, spirit, and body. Beloved Lord, as sure as you sent your servant Paul and write that he wrote this verse, who is directly connected with the return and the rapture, we thank you with all our hearts for it. That today, beloved Lord, today, before your return, we can proclaim it loudly, that all who believe now, they may experience everything, whatever God promised to us. And in Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the power of the forgiveness, he has given it to us. Receive it, accept it, and thank the Lord for it. Lord Almighty God, we have received grace in your sight. Beloved Lord, may everything that was preached tonight, may it take place, that all the lost are saved, that all the captives are set free, and that all the sick are healed, that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what you have sent it for. Give revelation to all by the Spirit and give it to us, that we are led by your Spirit. Together, we thank you for it, that we may live now, that we may believe now, and that we may have part now in that what you are doing presently. To you, the living God, to the only God, to the eternal God, who revealed himself to us as Father in the Son, to you be the thanks with all our hearts. And now we ask together for all the ministering brethren, whether they're coming from the Ukraine, from Russia, from Switzerland, from Austria, or from Belgium, or Italy, give grace, beloved Lord, that there is unity among all the preachers, that all the true believers at all places, in all tongues and nations, that all are coming into the unity of the faith, that there's no splits anymore, and that no brother presents his own doctrine or presents his own program, but that all brothers are busy with the giving out of the spiritual food and not thinking to be so important, but serving you humbly. We thank you with all our hearts for it, that in all of Europe it takes place, and all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues. Because at the beginning, the church was one heart and one soul. And you, O Lord, you will make all things well. And I pray in your name that all ministering brethren are denying themselves, and that they confess you, that they confess your word, and that they only preach that what is written, that no special revelations, no special doctrines, nothing like this anymore exists, but only the true doctrine, the true faith, that it takes over the rule, and that you can bless your people in all nations, uniting them, and that you can send the latter rain, and that the last moving can take place with and in your church, preparing us for your coming. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks with all our hearts, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If our choir leader has a song still, we are not in a hurry today. Just giving the praise to our Lord, being grateful that we can return tomorrow again to hear by faith. Once again, be welcome, all of you. This can be said at the beginning and at the end. You are not coming in vain. You are coming to hear the word of God and to receive what God prepared for us. And all, in all peoples and tongues, may all be blessed in the name of the Lord. For the translators, I would like to announce the song. It's written in the book, song 201, Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Ages, cleft for me. Brother Miskis, will you say something? Then I ask Brother Tati to come to pray with us. We can just thank the Lord with all our hearts that he spoke to our hearts in such a way through his holy and precious word. And the word was sown into our hearts, and it will bring forth fruit. Let us move it in our hearts. And everything will be fulfilled, what the Lord said. And I just want to thank the Lord that he leads us in such a wonderful way into all the truth, in all clarity, and that the word was put in such a wonderful way upon the lampstand as never before. Brothers and sisters, a wonderful grace was given to us. Let us keep this unity of the faith. Let us pray for one another. Let us be here for one another. Do you know how you can serve the Lord? Serving one another. That's how you can serve the Lord. If you are a blessing to your brother, if you edify him, then you are serving the Lord. Because the Lord dwells in all our hearts. Everything what you did to one of these little ones, you did to me. If we love one another, then we really serve the Lord. And the Lord will reward us. May the Lord bless you all. Amen. Okay, let me say it also, that we all shall remain silent. Please remember, when we have the closing prayer after what? After the prayer, that we keep silence, that we do not have vain babblings, but that we really reverently go to our beds and that we really ponder upon the word, and coming again tomorrow with new expectation, coming with a prayerful heart into this building. If we are a blessing, then we don't disturb anyone. We don't have to ask anyone. We don't have to preach anything anymore after the sermon. In a silent prayer, we can go to our beds. Thank you for your understanding. Brother Tati, closing prayer.
Lord our God,
Herr unser Gott,
you have spoken this evening.
Du hast heute mit uns geredet.
We are the clay.
Wir sind der Lehm.
You are the potter.
Du bist der Töpfer.
The substance is the divine substance.
Und die Substanz ist göttliche Substanz.
We believe it.
Wir glauben.
We receive it.
Wir nehmen es an.
It's in our hearts.
Es ist in unserem Herzen.
Put off the old man.
Nimm den alten Menschen weg.
The new creature.
Nimm die neue Kreatur.
The new creation in Jesus Christ.
Die neue Schöpfung in Jesus Christus.
You can do it.
Du kannst es tun.
We believe you.
Wir glauben dir.
Bless my brothers and my sisters.
Segne meine Brüder.
Manifest your word through us.
Lass dein Wort uns gegenüber.
Manifest your power.
Offenbare deine Kraft.
Restore us.
Bringe alles wieder zurück.
Bring back our hearts to our Father's heart.
Bring unser Herz zum Glauben der Väter zurück.
Thank you for the message.
Danke dir für die Botschaft.
The message who forruns the second coming of Christ.
Die Botschaft, die dem zweiten Kommen Christi vorausgeht.
Thank you for the clarity.
Danke dir für die Klarheit.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Danke dir für die Treue.
Thank you for your kindness.
Danke dir für deine Güte.
Thank you for your mercy.
Danke dir für deine Barmherzigkeit.
Be exalted. You, the only true God. Rule over the universe.
Über das Universum.
The mighty God.
Der mächtige Gott.
The highest one.
Der höchste.
The holy one.
Der heilige.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Holy name.
Heilige Name.
Be blessed.
Seid alle gesegnet.
Amen.
Seid alle gesegnet.
All the nations. Amen.
Amen. Alle Nationen. Alle Nationen.
Be blessed.
Seid alle.
In Jesus' gesegnet. Holy name.
In Jesu heiligem Namen.
Thank you.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen. Halleluja sei gepriesen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja sei gepriesen. Halleluja. Amen.
Halleluja. Amen.
Halleluja.
lässt es.